I'm sure one of the designers and a former NFL player at that is excited for the game to come out, and that's Clint Oldenburg, who is one of the designers for Madden 18. Clint, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so at this point, like, how much of the game is done? How much do you still have to do? And like, what's the process like from July 17th to release date?
We are pretty much done. We are basically going through beta right now. We just got our beta candidate, and that means alpha's done. Alpha's our basically finaling time. We want to put all the finishing touches on the game. Once we hit beta, we're shutting her down, and we're getting them over to first party for certification so we can get it launched on time.
I know, Clint, now you said the game's basically done. What's your favorite new feature? What do you think fans are looking forward to most in Madden 18 when it releases?
Man, that's tough. There's three big ones, so I'm going to give you the three that I'm most excited about. The first is Frostbite. We have a new engine. We're on the Frostbite engine like we shipped FIFA last year. Battlefield has been on Frostbite for a few years. We're really excited about everything that that brings us. We have a new story mode in Madden that we've never had before called Long Shot. People are really excited about that. And then lastly, we have a new online cooperative team play mode called Mutt Squads, where you can jump on and play 3-on-3 with your friends.
Hmm. All right, so Frostbite engine, you mentioned that. I have no idea what a Frostbite engine is, and I'm kind of into video games. I know a lot of people are like, wait a minute, Frostbite, does that mean my players get cold? What's going on here?
Frostbite is our proprietary name of our engine. What that does is brings us a lot of new visuals. The game's going to look a lot better. It's going to be a lot more crisp. More so than that is we have all of our games now working on the same engine. And so you have people across all of the EA labels solving all the same problems instead of each team individually on their own engine. So you're going to see all of our games get better as a result of that.
Now, talking about the story mode, what exactly is kind of the point of Long Shot mode? And can you kind of give us a little preview of what it's going to look like for players when they start it up?
Yeah, Long Shot is a story mode like nothing you've really ever seen before in a video game. You're going to play through the journey of our main character. His name is Devin Wade. And it's his path to the draft, starting from when he's a little kid up until the NFL draft. And you take him through his high school, his college, even some John Gruden-style quarterback camp, things like that. And it's his path. You're playing a movie based around football and Madden. It's teaching you about the game of football. It's teaching you about Madden, and it's also telling a really engaging and an emotional story about Devin Wade and the people in his life as he's trying to make the NFL.
Just because I like random questions, like, why did you guys pick the name Devin Wade? Like, I just was curious. Like, was there like a meeting? Like, what should we name this guy? And after 4 days of discussion, you guys decided on Devin Wade? Like, how does that come about?
I think it took more than 4 days. This story's been in production of about 3 years now. So it's been a long time coming. And we have a team of writers, people, you know, from Hollywood, from all over the country that have worked on this mode. And they're really excited to get it out. I'm not exactly sure how they landed on that name, but I'm sure they have very good reason.
Designer of Madden 18, Clint Oldenburg, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk. Former NFL player at that, too. So when you try to bring the elements of realism that you were familiar with playing the game and trying to put it into the video game, like, what are some of the challenges of like trying to make it realistic but playable at the same time?
That's a challenge I work with every day. So I'm a gameplay designer, so what my gig is everything that happens between the white lines from whistle to whistle. I work on everything that has to do with football. Like you said, the challenge is taking something that people watch on Sundays and go to the stadiums to watch and take that three-hour experience and condense that down into a 25, 30, 35-minute experience and take the most fun aspects of that because, number one, we want our games to be fun for everyone. So you want to take out, you know, people talk about they want a simulation experience or an authentic experience. We want to deliver that, but we want to make sure that we take out all the things that maybe aren't so fun, like commercial breaks and timeouts and things like that that make the games drag on. We want to pack all the punch that you guys love about football and deliver that to you on your couch in 25, 30 minutes.
Now, Clint, speaking about the gameplay, you were an offensive lineman, offensive tackle of the NFL. Offensive line is really the only position you don't have any control over when you're playing Madden. So what goes into making it so that the offensive line AI kind of responds in a realistic manner?
In the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. So I'm going to answer your question, but first, in Mutt Squads, our team play mode that I told you about, you can control offensive linemen now in the running game, and we actually have mechanics for you. There's a new blocking mechanic, so you can go for an impact block to try to pancake the guy, or you can cut block, and that's all on the right stick, just like hit stick on defense. So you can do that now until you're very happy, until your heart desires. You can play as a lineman, which is fantastic.
There you go.
Secondly, the AI, I work very closely with the AI of our offensive linemen. I think the biggest challenge is our little digital guys don't have brains, and the fans, our players, expect them to play and behave and react just like they see on Sundays on TV. And so the logic that we need to put in with our artificial intelligence has to be so deep and so detailed. It actually has to account for more in our game due to all the adjustments we allow, the hot routes and the audibles and everything that we allow our users to create in our game. We have to account for more than real-life NFL linemen have to do. And that is an ongoing process. We work on that every single year, and I think every year it's gotten better.
Now, how much when you, and we're joined by Clint Oldenburg, one of the designers for Madden 18, how much of like a new like cycle of Madden, a new year of Madden, how much of it is thinking of new features that you want to add in, like the story mode that you guys have come up with for this year, and how much of it is actually improving what is in between the lines, like what you said your job description is?
Well, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say it's probably about 70-30. About 70% of our year is the new features, the things that we are most passionate about for that year's game. And then the other 30%, specifically when we get the alpha, like I had mentioned, alpha is our crunch time. That's when we're trying to get a beta candidate, and our alpha lasts about 4 months. And that's when we're working 60-hour weeks and doing everything we can to make the game better. That's when we do the most improvements from things that our community, our players, want to see year over year. There's always a certain list of things that they want improved from the previous game, and that's when we concentrate on that.
Now, Clint, I know a big thing for Madden, especially the videos, is we're letting the rookies know what their ratings are, showing the rookies. Last year we had two late-round rookies, Dak Prescott and Jordan Howard, really kind of blow up. Did that change how you guys rate late-round rookies so they're more playable at the start of the year, or do you still kind of rate them real low and let them blow up in real life first?
Yeah, that didn't really change. We still want to – basically, our philosophy is we want you to go out and prove it. And we've never, ever in the history of Madden had a player call us or talk to us on Twitter and be happy with their ratings. That's just how it is. No one is ever happy. They want to be faster. They want to be stronger. And that's how it is, and we're okay with that. And like you said, with Howard and Prescott, they were pretty low-rated coming into the game last year, just as any other rookie in their slot would have been. But because we do roster updates all season long, you show us, you know, what you got, you prove it week in and week out, you go up pretty quickly.
Are you somebody who has input on the ratings, and what is the process of coming up with ratings year after year?
So we have one guy here that does the ratings. His name is Dustin Smith, and that's his only job. He does the ratings. I do have a little input. We all here at Madden have a little input. We'll go to him with what we think is appropriate, and sometimes he'll appease us and do what we want him to, and sometimes he won't, but it's really his job, and he watches a lot of film, and he stays on top of the league, you know, more so than anyone I know. He's got access to all these different websites and all kinds of data, and he tries to make them as realistic as possible.
Clinton Oldenburg, former NFL player, now designer for Madden 18. Now, like, even ESPN has a lot of analysts. Like, Pro Football Focus still has, like, four or five people who are some of the main contributors for there, and they are, you know, evaluating players at the highest level. But Madden only has one guy in charge of all this.
Yeah, we have one guy, and like I said, we help him out, but he's one of the best. He knows what he's doing. Most importantly for us is making the game play how we want it to play. So there may be Pro Football Focus has a grade on a certain guy, and ESPN talks about the guy in a certain aspect, but we need to have our ratings match the formulas the way they work in our game, and we want the stats to be as realistic as possible. So that's what's most important, is making the game fun and making the game play that the way it needs to play to be fun and balanced.
Now, Clint, I'm sure you probably already tested the game a little bit, but when the game releases, what is the one thing you're looking forward to the most? Is it the Mutt Squad? Is it the story mode? What are you looking forward to most playing when Madden 18 launches?
I'm personally looking most forward to Mutt Squads. We haven't been able to play with our friends on Madden since Madden 25, which is about 4 or 5 years ago, The last time we had supported online team play. And it's just been a blast. We've play tested it. We've taken it around to shows. We had EA Play out in Los Angeles in June, and everyone has loved it. Everyone that's come across us has been playing it, raving reviews. People have a lot of fun, and they're engaging with Madden in a different way. Normally, you go in one-on-one, and it's a sweaty. You're locked in, and you're trying to out-strategize your opponent, and it's focused, and you're stressed out when you're done playing. This is a different way to play. You're with your friends. You're having fun. You're trying to scheme up and do fun things and get the ball in everyone's hands. It's a completely different experience. I'm really looking forward to it.
I will say, you did sum up my Madden playing experience pretty good there with that stressfulness and trying to out-scheme the opponent. So before I let you go, the question that I have, and I know I'm in the minority with this, and I don't even know if you were part of the team when this feature was there, but I loved the vision cone. I thought that was a fantastic feature back in Madden, was it 2006? And it's gone away because apparently people weren't good enough at like reading defenses and like changing your vision cone to highlight receivers. But I thought that added an element of realism, yet wasn't too difficult. So how do you judge the feedback for something like that? Because clearly the feedback was that this thing had to go, and it hasn't come back since.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So again, I have a two-part answer for you. First, we actually implemented a feature very similar to that this year. It's a new gameplay mechanic called target passing. And it's not quite the vision cone, but what it does is you can use a modifier. It's left trigger, and you can bring up a target on the field. And you can move that target anywhere you want to any receiver that you want and place the ball at that exact location, and you can actually use that against your opponent to look off the coverage. So you can show it over to the left and then swing it over to the right real quick and throw it, or you can even bluff it over to the left, turn it off, and then throw it to the right. So we are bringing that idea back, but as you mentioned, the vision cone was definitely the most controversial feature that we'd ever put in Madden, and there was a select you hardcore, and it sounds like you're part of that group that loved it. They thought it was ultra realistic and thought that it was the way that the game should have been going. But on the other side, there was a large cohort of our community that thought it was completely too hardcore and took the fun away from Madden and didn't, and ended up turning it off. And so that's what I was talking about earlier, where you have to balance realism and fun and make sure that people are engaging with the game and want to keep engaging with the game as this Madden season continues. But with that specifically, we always revisit. We take the feedback on both sides, and it came to fruition this year. We were able to come up with something that we think matches the expectations of both sides, and there's something like that back in the game.
Now you said like the Madden community, you got the feedback from that. Where do you look to get that feedback?
Primarily social media. We also have a Game Changer program, so you can hit up myself on Twitter. I'm at Clint Oldenburg. You can also hit up at Rex Dixon. He's our creative director. We have a number of people on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Twitch, even all of that. We're all over that. Game Changer program, those guys are the people we bring in to play the game a couple times before it launches. They give us feedback, and they're also responsible for getting out into the public and talking to people and giving us the feedback from them.
Now, Clint, I know Madden 18 is just about to hit stores, but what's the timeline look like for Madden 19? Do you guys start as soon as Madden 18 releases? Is there kind of a break while the NFL season's going on? What's the timeline for the next Madden game being developed?
Man, there's no break. Actually, as I sit here at my desk talking to you, I am already working on that. As we speak, it's begun. We started about 2 weeks ago.
Jeez, no breaks at all. So we'll let you go. Have fun planning Madden 19. Meanwhile, we'll be playing Madden 18. So
yeah,
have fun
looking
with that.
Forward to it. Madden launches August 25th. And please, everyone go out and get your hands on it and give us your feedback.
Of course I will. Again, that's Clint Oldenburg, Madden 18 designer. We appreciate the time.